All right, a beautiful day in progress. Lots of sunshine out there. We'll get to near 80 for the high today. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. It's a real shame that there is no North American International Auto Show in Detroit this year. This was going to be the first year it was going to be a summertime event, but obviously public events aren't happening the way they were planned to. I say that because I think that there probably would have been a major unveiling of the new Mustang Mach 1 there at the auto show. Instead, it's a virtual unveiling, and they're talking about it today. Joining us with the virtual reveal, I guess we could say, Ford Archives and Heritage brand manager Ted Ryan. Ted, good morning.
Thank you for having me on. Good morning to you as well.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Too bad that we can't lift the veil on this and show it off to all the oohs and ahs, but this is a really big deal for the Mustang, isn't it?
It is, because this is the culmination. It's hitting the pinnacle of Mustang performance. The Mach 1, originally from 1969 model year, was the same way. It was in between the Mustang and the Shelby. But it had handling, and it had things the Shelby didn't have, and it had the look. I always described the original Mustang Mach 1 as it had to look fast standing still, and boy, did it. And if you've seen or go to Ford.com today and take a look at this new Mustang Mach 1, I think you'll agree it's got that sinister going fast standing still look down to a T.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's ready for the racetrack, and yet it's also ready for you to drive out of the showroom next spring when it's available. Tell us a little bit more about the Mach 1.
The Mach 1 is going to be a car that's supposed to appeal to more than just a Mustang driver. It's a track driver, somebody who wants to take their car out to a track and let it rip. It's going to have a couple different models. It's going to have a couple different features. It's going to have the appearance package. It's going to have a performance package. For the first time ever, you'll be able to get a Ford Performance Mustang with an automatic. It's going to have both a 6-speed manual and a 10-speed automatic, which is really groundbreaking. And the other thing, it's going to be the first performance Mustang that's available worldwide. So you can get it anywhere in the world. I will say it's a limited edition, so we're not given the exact quantity that are being made. But it's a special edition, limited edition version of the Mach 1. And personally, as a historian for Ford, I'm excited to see the Mach 1 badge come back after a 17-year hiatus. And I think that this car lives up to the heritage of the original Mach 1.
Yeah, I think that's significant, the fact that this is a real callback to one of the mainstays of Ford, isn't it?
It isn't. You know, the Mach 1, when it came out, it was groundbreaking. It broke 295 land speed records in its first model year. It won back-to-back SCCA Manufacturer Rally Championships in 69 and 70. It became one of the cars of my dreams when I watched James Bond pull up in a Mach 1 and Diamonds Are Forever. So the Mach 1 just entered the American culture, and it was based on speed and aerodynamics. When the original one came out, Ford was busy helping put a man on the moon, building mission control and the Johnson Space Center. And we were winning Le Mans back-to-back. And so we knew speed and we knew aerodynamics, and it all came together in the Mach 1. The same way it is now, where we've changed the aerodynamics. We've taken everything that we've learned in building the Shelby GT 350 and 500s and Mustang Performance and Bullitt and combined them all together to deliver the Mach 1.
Yeah, this is impressive. Available starting next spring. It is a shame that there couldn't be an auto show to unveil this at, because there's going to be an awful lot of excitement about this, isn't there?
There is, and the beauty of seeing one of these cars in person and hearing it, oh my gosh, when the engine gets going, it is just something to see it in person. So yes, I miss the auto show, and boy, it would have been the reveal of the new Bronco. It would have been the reveal of a number of different vehicles within the Ford fleet. But we're doing what we can. We're going to deliver it electronically. And if you want to see amazing video, go to Ford.com today or the Ford YouTube channel. And they filmed two vintage and a brand new Mach 1 driving down a track in a flying V formation. I get goosebumps when I see it. You see the two heritage Mach 1s and how easily the new Mach 1 fits into the nameplate and lives up to what the Mach 1 heritage should be.
That's fantastic. Go check it out. It'll be a lot of fun to see that online today. Ted, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it very much. Congratulations to Ford on a great accomplishment.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.